Florida lawmakers will meet in the spring for their annual lawmaking session, and FAMU is among a slew of organizations that has its list of wants. Among them, a new student services center and cafeteria. Here's interim president Larry Robinson.
We have about $12 million on the CAST building, student services building, which we plan to consolidate essentially all of the services offered by student affairs, the health center, counseling, financial aid, all of those. And so we really want to see that get done.
The school is seeking another $20 million for the project. FAMU has other infrastructure needs as well. A recent review of the school's football stadium revealed $600,000 worth of immediately needed repairs, and the state does not cover those facilities. Meanwhile, Robinson and the school's athletics department continue to try and whittle down a budget deficit. It's gone on for years, but Robinson says there are now plans to address it, including a fundraising campaign.
So we got a plan for that. We'll use a variety of funds. We're going to get a big boost out of the foundation, to do it. So in other words, we do have a plan for that, okay? However, we still have to pay very, very close attention to what's happening in athletics in order not to continuously repeat the year-in, year-out deficits that we've seen, that got us to the $7 million.
Still, FAMU is forging on. The area around the school is changing. Gaines Street, once a sleepy industrial artery, has become more urban with the advent of new student housing developments and storefronts. The university actively participated in the redesign of FAMU Way, which serves as a gateway for the school, as well as a connector to Cascades Park. And Robinson has plans to build in the area by pursuing P3s, public-private partnerships, to create retail and living space.
So we're not just sitting here watching this develop. We have, been pushing to move this P3, as it is called. Along, as part of that will involve the former, female dormitories here on Martin Luther King. We talked about some retail space somewhere in the vicinity of FAMU Way. We are looking to expand the physical plant of Florida A&M University with modern facilities to not only serve our students, but to serve, the Southside community as well.
The president is also looking at the potential on South Monroe, where new stores and businesses are beginning to emerge. But he says the school would like to have more investors to partner with, and he thinks these types of public-private partnerships are the best way to go. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.